Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Halfway home with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. If you missed it, Georgia Tech with a huge win. We took a couple of phone calls from some passionate, fired-up Georgia Tech fans. If you were on that list and you want to give me a shout, 404-726-0929. I got my guy, Mr. Yo, hit me up on Twitter. Yo, Turtle, why are you only giving Tech 5 minutes? I just did a whole segment on Georgia Tech. And then I started the next segment on Georgia Tech, too. And then I took phone calls. What more do you want me to do? Lines are open if you want to call, 404-726-0929. I've been hearing from Tech fans. I can't make people interact with me, yo. Come on, man. You know the drill. There's probably people, when I go back home down the street on Peachtree, I'm probably going to hear a lot of noise in my backyard from people chirping. I got the campus right behind my apartment. I'm hoping it's a party. As if you missed it, I do have somewhere to be, though. I can't, unfortunately, party with the Tech fans tonight because I got to go to a themed party, which if you missed it, I have a poll out at C. Thomas Radio. How do you feel about themed parties? Are they fun and different, or are they a waste of time and too much effort? 404-726-0929 also is the number to reach the text line where you can weigh in. Our buddy Rusty has an interesting observation that we'll get to before I get to this list where the Falcons were disrespected again. It's so frustrating. This is from our buddy Rusty. Yo, Turtle, what's up? During the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s, didn't all the starters and backups play at least a couple of snaps during preseason games? This, of course, going back to what we started the show with. Falcons preseason is over. They lost 31-0 last night. It was a painful watch. Nobody played for the Falcons, and everybody played for the Jaguars, including Trevor Lawrence, who threw a couple of touchdown passes. Mac Jones got in there. Who? Mac Jones. And threw one himself. Are you okay with the Atlanta Falcons not playing their starters? Are you okay with it? I'm fine for the most part, except for one guy, and he's not a starter. And that is Michael Penix Jr. He is a guy for me that if he's going to be your backup quarterback, he needed more reps. I am not totally comfortable with 16 throws on 25 plays for my backup quarterback who has never taken a snap in the NFL. That's just me. Where do you fall on that? Rusty is right. Yes, back in the day, not only did the starters play, but they played a lot. Like, it was an actual tune-up for the season. That's why they called it the preseason, right? That's what I'm saying. So, Rusty, yes, absolutely they did. And I would argue that they were more ready to go, and the product on the field was better early on in the season. Now, are there tangible metrics to prove that? No, it's the eye test, right? It comes down to, what did you see back 15, 20 years ago from your players in week 1, 2, 3, and 4, as opposed to now where it can be pretty sloppy. Remember all those penalties the Falcons got early in the season last year? That was bad. And Arthur Smith, that was supposed to be something that he was really good at. Chris Lindstrom even got dinged a couple of times. I mean, it just wasn't Falcons football. So 404-726-0929. That's what we started with today. Rusty had a good point. I wanted to touch on that. We'll get to this list in just a second. But let's check in with Alexander in the A. He wants to chime in.
What's up, Turtle Man? I'll be really quick. I know people are on the phone. First, I'm not mad about them not playing the starters. I mean, essentially, you want to keep everyone healthy. I kind of see what I need to see from Penix, and that's not get hurt. And yeah, I know he can complete a 15, 20-yard pass. Now, I will say this. I'm not a Tech fan, but I'm over it from the city of Atlanta. But the Jackets, what they did today, they made me want to be an observer. Now, I'm a Bulldogs fan, but I still remember guys like Joe Hamilton, Godfrey, you guys like Jonathan Dwyer, sure. Reggie Ball. You know, so as a fan, as a football observer, I'm happy to see Tech actually come in and make their actual presence felt. Now they got to do it for the rest of the season. You know, I mean, we know that they have a new coach coming in. I'm not well-versed as far as their recruiting class, but from what I see, he really strengthened both lines of the line of scrimmage. So as Tech fans, I'm happy to see you all have done well beating Florida State with the first game of the season, but we know the telltale sign is that at the end of the year, can you beat Georgia? So that's what only thing I got. You got a great show, Turtle, and hopefully Falcons can come through for 2024. Man.
Yeah, thanks, Alexander. Appreciate you checking in. That's what's great about a day like today, right? Like, I'm not a Tech fan, but you know what? Might pay a little closer attention every week to how they're doing. Whereas they usually, you know, we're so Georgia heavy here that obviously, because they're the best team in the country and they've won two national titles, that sometimes it gets tough to fit in, you know, as much Tech coverage as maybe some fans out there would like. But after today's win, they're getting headlines, man. I'm telling you, they're going to watch the 8 o'clock Sports Center tonight. That's going to be your lead. And they're going to be showing Coach and Haynes King and everybody else out there getting all the love that they so aptly deserve. Now, when it comes to the Falcons, I mean, as we talked about with Taren Walk of AtlantaFalcons.com, if you missed that interview, go to Odyssey.com. It's right there for you. She was saying exactly what I was saying, and that it's risk versus reward, right? It's the risk of potentially getting more injuries after DeMarco Helms and Braylon Trice and Rondale Moore go down versus how rusty are these guys going to be come week one. So I get it, and I'm mostly fine with the starters not playing. But when it comes to Michael Penix, man, I know, Alexander, you said you're fine with it. I'm just not. He doesn't have enough experience for me as a Falcons fan to sit comfortably behind Kirk with I don't want to say a decent chance. That's too small or that's too big. There is a chance that Kirk may need to miss a game or two. It's not impossible to think that. So you need to have a backup quarterback who can step in and be ready to go immediately. And I just don't know if that's Michael Penix. All right, this is what I actually wanted to get to, but I appreciate Alexander checking in. And again, any Tech fans, or if you have any thoughts about this huge Tech win, today's your day. I want to hear from as many Tech fans as possible. I don't care if I'm talking about something else. Today is your day, and I want to celebrate with you at 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Now, I'm doing the radio gimmick where I flap a bunch of paper into the microphone to make you realize that I'm holding a piece of paper. And in my hand, there is a list. There is a list that ESPN, the acclaimed worldwide leader in sports, put out with their preseason NFL rankings. E, if I were to tell you that the Atlanta Falcons, if I were to phrase it like this, there is no world in which the Atlanta Falcons are not a top 15 team in the NFL, you would say what?
I would say, yes, there is a world where they're not a top
really?
15.
Yes. Oh, this is about to get interesting, yes. Man, because I thought you were going to agree with me. Yeah. All right, giddy up.
Yeah.
So the Atlanta Falcons on this list came in at number 19.
Is that a huge difference from 15?
Yes.
Absolutely it is. So your question to me, sir,
that's
is there a world where they're not
a, and not a playoff.
Exactly. Huge difference. You said, is there a world where they're not a top 15 team? Yeah, there's a world where they're not a top 15, but you didn't say 19. I think the difference from 15 to 19 is astronomical, and a couple of teams ranked between 15 and 19, particularly on this list above the Falcons at number 19, is insane. Absurd. The people that did their voting for this needs to have their credential revoked.
So if you don't know, coming in at number 18 are the Indianapolis Colts with their quarterback also coming back from injury. But here's
their second-year quarterback.
Yeah, here's the difference. He doesn't have the resume that Kirk Cousins has.
Exactly. No longer has the best running back in the NFL.
Nope.
No longer has a – I mean, I guess the Colts decently have a decent offensive line, but 3 years ago the Colts had the best offensive line in football. They don't have that anymore.
Number 17, the Bears? Come on, man.
I guess they've been watching the Hard Knocks.
I mean, they're
buying this Hard Knocks Kool-Aid.
The potential is there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying they're better than the Falcons right now? Two spots. Come on. Like, what are we it's just blatant disrespect. Like, that's all that it is. It's we look at you as a perennial loser, and that's where you're going to stay. And that's just not this team.
Yeah. No.
It's just not this team. The Steelers, who were facing week one, they don't know
who their quarterback is.
Mm-hmm. And they're number 16 on this list. Get out of here with that.
They have a suspect wide receiver core. They've got one wide receiver. They don't know who wide receiver two or three is. They got a decent tight end. Offensive line. They're cutting. There's a possibility they could be cutting a former first-round pick that was an offensive lineman.
Yeah, Alejandro Villanueva is not there anymore.
Yeah.
Pouncey's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Those guys are gone.
Cam Haywood's 45, 50, something like that. You know, this is the teams are right above. Like you said, 15 to 19 is a huge difference.
Who they have teams. 15? My Jets. Now, as much as I want it to make me happy, I know that it's crap. It's crap.
Yeah.
The Jets are not proven to do anything. You look at Aaron Rodgers and the mess that he's created in New York. Has Kirk Cousins done any of that?
And, well, with your Jets, you should be upset with the team they got ranked above you at 14. And don't give me this what happened last night, because we all know that was a fluke. How are the Jaguars?
That was their first team versus our third team. What do you expect?
Yeah, the Jets on paper and with their possibilities are better than Jacksonville. Is Jacksonville the clear-cut favorite in NFC South?
I would say they're not the favorite.
No. So how are they ranked above Indianapolis?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this list, man. 19? And then they have the Chargers ranked 20th? Like, what are they?
You know Harbaugh's using that for some serious motivation.
Seattle's 22? There's a lot of people that have Seattle making the worst playoffs.
Well, there's a few teams that have Seattle might be the one of the worst teams, too. Yeah, you're right. This list is crazy. This list is insane.
Now, New Orleans is at 25, where they belong.
Oh, this whole division is just really low.
Carolina's at 32, where they belong. The Bucs are at 21. So there is not – wow. There is not one team.
What about number 12? The Cleveland Browns.
Now, get it? Because of the defense.
They were a playoff team without their technically, supposedly starting quarterback. Their RB1 is coming back off injury. A few question marks about it. I thought 12 was very generous and maybe even a little you know, just overratedly high for what the Cleveland Browns were. I would expect the Cleveland Browns to be in that 15, 16, 17 range.
I mean, the Rams are 13. Like, we don't know what the Rams are going to be this year. We have no idea.
What will missing Aaron Donald be? I don't know. I think that was a kind of a respect to the fact that they are a recent Super Bowl champion. They do have a Super Bowl champion quarterback, Super Bowl champion coach, and a good majority of their offense back.
They have the Packers at 10. 10! What they didn't, I mean, they don't have the track record with Jordan Love. That is a total projection move.
Yeah, well, all these are projections. I wouldn't have put the Falcons above them. Now, would they be 10 on my list? No. Would they be above the Falcons?
You think you would pick the Packers over the Falcons right now?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, no. Come on.
For what they have, top to bottom.
No.
Their continuity.
No. No.
Okay, listen, Turtle, we still are – you have to put a little bit of what have you done for me lately into your perspective. The Packers have made the playoffs each of the last 3 years. Okay? When your boy Rodgers was there, and now under Love, they have made the playoffs.
Do you think their roster top to bottom is better than ours?
I can't tell you all 53 men in their roster, but I can tell you what they've done. They've won divisions in the last 6 years. They've made the playoffs in the last 6 years. They've won playoff games in the last 6 years.
Okay? I just
You've got to take that in mind.
The only I've said this
and now they got a quarterback that's paid like he's a Super Bowl winner.
Right, but he has to perform like it. The only team in the NFC that I say that's definitively better than the Falcons are the 49ers. That's it. I think you could beat Detroit. I think you could beat Philly, Dallas.
Well, guess what? We'll get our chance with those two.
I'm not afraid of any of those teams right now. Like, the additions of Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons are, I'll use the word you used, astronomical.
Yeah.
They make the team significantly better. Not a little bit better. You're taking, like, the level of what those two players are is as good as any, when healthy, at their position in the NFL. And you added both of them to your team. All right. That list is garbage. We had to talk about it. 404-726-0929. Where are my Tech fans at? Coming up next, had a great chance yesterday when I was filling in with Carl on Dukes and Bell to chat with our buddy B-Mac. What does he think about the Steelers quarterback battle? We'll ask him next. Sports Radio, 93.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hart versus the Falcons week one. I don't know. I think it's kind of up in the air still at this point, and that is not good news for Mike Tomlin and company. To answer all that and more, Carl Dukes and I had a chance to catch up with our good buddy Bryant McFadden yesterday, CBS NFL analyst, co-host of the All Things Covered pod. And he talked about the Steelers. We'll get to that in just a second. But the first thing Carl asked him was, how about Kirk Cousins and the Falcons? What is your confidence level in them?
Yeah, I feel real good about Atlanta this season. And I feel good because they've been very, very busy when it comes to improving the team. This team on paper, in my opinion, guys, I believe they're 10 times better than the team from a year ago, which is a bright sign because the team from a year ago, they had some highs and lows, but they were in that playoff conversation until the month of December of 2023. So they still had an opportunity to get into the playoffs. They still had an opportunity to win the division. But this team is better. It's better. They have a better quarterback. They have a better overall personnel. But I would have loved to see these guys on the grass at least one time through the preseason. I'm a firm believer at some point in time in preseason play, it's meaningless football, but it's important to get your starters out there at some point in time just to try to create a sense of chemistry and rhythm, especially when you have so many new faces in new places. But Coach Raheem wanted to make sure he took advantage of the reps in practices where he can feel comfortable with his starters on either side of the football field not participating in the preseason, and let's see how it works out for week one against the Steelers.
B-Mac, you were just touching on the preseason there, and specifically for our backup quarterback, Michael Penix, they decided a couple of weeks ago that he was going to be put on the sidelines and not suiting up for any of these games. If he needs to come in to spell Kirk Cousins for a start or two, do you feel like the 16 throws were enough in preseason to make him ready, plus all the one-on-one action he got against his own guys?
Well, Chris, unfortunately, they would have to be enough, the 16 throws. Because, as you to your point, he's not playing in the final preseason game. I felt like it would have been a great opportunity for Mike to get all the reps that's available for him in preseason play, because he won't really get any reps unless something happens to Kirk Cousins injury-wise, or they're just a drop-off in production, right? So I felt like this was a great opportunity for him not to play the whole preseason game, but maybe play a half or a quarter just to kind of get as many reps as possible, because that's the only way you can get fully acclimated to the NFL game. Reps, repetition is very, very important. But to your question, 16 pass attempts, they will have to be enough because he won't get any more before the regular season starts.
It's B-Mac, guys. Bryant McFadden joining us here, getting ready for the upcoming season. You made your tour, right? You're done. You're finished with your camp tours and all that stuff, right?
Yes, sir. I'm done. I'm getting ready for the season, college football, NFL football. So I'm right with you guys now. Just staying put until the season kicks off.
Well, I'm just curious. I saw this quote from Justin Fields. Obviously, we've spent a lot of time about the Steelers being our first opponent. He says he feels like he's done enough to be the starter, but it's going to be a Mike Tomlin decision. Do you feel that way?
No, I don't feel that way. Now, for Justin Fields, I think he should say that because you want to make sure you believe that you should start, right? But to his statement, I don't think he's done enough because he hasn't really blown the competition away. Now, remember weeks ago when I came on, I felt like there was a sense of leverage created for Justin Fields based on what he was doing in practices because Russell wasn't practicing. But then when you turn on the tape in preseason games, and to Mike Tomlin's point, what you do in the game will outweigh what you do in practice. And the two preseason games that Justin Fields participated in, he really didn't create any separation. He didn't gain any traction on Russell. He was gaining traction on Russell throughout practices. But in the preseason game, now he wasn't getting any traction. And therefore, that's why I think if they were playing Atlanta today, I think Russell would be the guy. Now, they still have one more game left now. So I think this is a very, very important game for both guys. But if Justin Fields don't come out in this final preseason game and really play good football, I think it's going to be Russell Wilson week one.
When you look at Russ's career, B-Mac, It's just interesting to me because I think the perception of him right now with the Steelers, people forget that he had one really good year in Denver as well, where he threw 26 touchdowns and I believe 11 interceptions. So people are acting like I feel Russell Wilson has fallen off a cliff he may not be able to get back up from. But I don't know. I don't necessarily consider him finished by any stretch of the imagination.
Yo, Chris, that's the thing I'm so confused about. I don't know why Russ gets so much criticism thrown his way. To your point, a year ago, Russell Wilson playing in Denver, it wasn't the best football environment, right? It wasn't a very, very talented roster. But before he got benched, the Denver Broncos were basically in the playoffs or maybe one seed out of the playoffs. They were in that conversation. Before he got benched, Russell Wilson finished the season with 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. You guys are Atlanta Falcons fans. Would you have love for your quarterback to throw 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions last year?
Yes, yes.
Right? Russell Wilson, a year ago, and not the best atmosphere to be a part of, completed 66% of his passes while throwing for over 3,000 yards. I'll ask another question again. Would you have love for your quarterback a year ago to complete 66% of his passes and throw for over 3,000 yards?
Yes.
Yep.
So why people are talking about Russell like he was trash a year ago? Like I don't know if Russell played for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year with those numbers, we probably would have made it to the second round. If Russell played for the Atlanta Falcons with those numbers, the Falcons would have won the division and would have had a home playoff game. And who knows what could have happened in that home playoff game opportunity? So Russell was not a bottom barrel quarterback last year, but I think they pick on Russell because he's pickable. I don't know, but to what he's done on this football field for the play on the football field, Chris, Russell did play more than serviceable football a year ago.
Did you see Anthony Richardson last night? Did you watch any of that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so tell me what you think. Because, again, there's a lot of expectations about, oh, he wasn't ready last year. For the time that we saw him last year, I thought he had some promise. Then he gets hurt. We had to wait. So this was the first time I really watched him this season, and obviously it's preseason. But B-Mac, tell me what you thought.
I think with Anthony Richardson, you got to be prepared to go up the roller coaster and go down a roller coaster. They're going to be highs and lows. Right now, last year, remember, he played in a total of four games, and two of those games he got knocked out. So he actually only played in two full games a year ago.
Okay.
He had 7 total touchdowns, 1 interception, right? So the potential is definitely there. It's about Anthony Richardson being consistent and seeing the football field well and making the routine throws routinely. That's the thing. You look at that interception last night. That was a routine throw that he was behind on because he didn't read the defender well. Mm. I understand they were saying, well, maybe the pass catcher came out of his break wrong. Anthony, you still got to see where the defender is and throw the ball away from the defender. So you're going to get highs and lows from him. And then you guys got to also, too, remember, Carl and Chris, he didn't play a lot of football in college football. He didn't have a lot of reps.
Right.
So he's gaining, earning reps as he go in the National Football League. So to your point, this season, number one, can he stay healthy? That's the biggest question mark for me. Because if you're 6'5", 240-ish, 250-ish, and ran 4'4", you're going to be in the running game. You have to be. But can you stay healthy? You can't call the game for Indy with bubble wrap around Anthony Richardson. You got to let him do what his athleticism says he should do. But then can he make the routine throws routinely? Last night, he didn't. He didn't.
All right, so help me make this make sense, B. The NFC East, the Falcons are playing the NFC East this year, and we got a trade the other day that I didn't really understand. Why would the Commanders trade Jahan Dotson, one of their promising young receivers, to a division rival? I don't get that one.
Well, you know what, Chris? When you have too much Casamigos in the meeting room, sometimes you might do things you're not supposed to do. Point blank. I'm not even a drinker, but I know if you drink too much Casamigos, you're probably going to be seeing the wrong things and saying the wrong things. That's my only logic to what happened with the Commanders. Why would you trade your second best wide receiver while having a rookie quarterback, by the way, who is going to be your day one starter, you trade your second best wide receiver to a divisional team, and he instantly improves the Eagles' offense. So you, the Eagles, who you will see twice a year, by the way, they have Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, an outstanding offensive line led by Lane Johnson, Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Johan Dotson. What? How does that make any sense? So you just took a step back. Commander, I'm talking about the Commanders. Your offense got worse. It didn't get better. It got worse. And you improve a divisional team that you will see twice a year. What is Dan Quinn doing? I don't, Chris, to your point, I'm still trying to figure this out. I thought it was a joke when I saw it because it doesn't make any sense. If anything, trade him to Pittsburgh. You know, they need a receiver in the worst way. Like trade him. There's so many other teams you can trade him. And they're talking about is a third rounder. A third rounder is a value pick, but that pick does not help you this season. And you have a rookie quarterback, and you don't know what you don't know who you might get at that third round spot in 2025, if he could be the type of player that Dotson was becoming in your organization. Chris, Carl, I'm all the way confused with that one. That didn't make any sense.
All right, before we let you go, we got to get your take. Being a Seminole, what you think about tomorrow's game in Dublin, DJ Uiagalelei. How good is he going to be? I think he's key into this game and obviously the season. B, what are you thinking?
Man, listen, number one, when it comes to DJU, and I said this on X yesterday, and people were kind of, I think there were Yellow Jacket fans that were saying, I said, this weekend, and just throughout the season, we don't need DJU to be great. We just need him to make the routine plays routinely. That's all we need from him. And people are like, nah, what are you talking about? Think about this in college football. How many great quarterbacks are actually in college football? Maybe two or three, right?
Yeah.
Great. When
yeah.
I say great, I mean you're the highest of the highest. Maybe two or three. But for us, we don't need you to be great. We just need you to make the routine plays routinely. Because when you do that, you will win more than you will lose. So to your point, to your question about DJU, I think he's going to be more than a serviceable quarterback. He has a bunch of experience. We don't need you to play hero ball, my boy. Just be good at what you're supposed to do. And for Saturday, it's the week of unknowns. You don't know what you're really going to see from Georgia Tech. You know a little bit about Haynes King because he was a part of your offense a year ago. I'm not going to say super athletic, but he has mobility when need be. For Florida State, they're more concerned, more questions about Florida State because we lost so much. You know, so now it's about Georgia Tech trying to figure out who is going to be the new Keon Coleman, right? Who's going to be the new Trey Benson? Who's going to be the new Jared Verse, Braden Fisk? They don't know, but by Saturday night, they're going to know, and their fans will know as well. So you know I'm picking a nose. I'm riding with the nose. This is our first game to really showcase to the college football world that we really got something on our mind, and we're going to display it in Dublin, Ireland, 12 p.m. Saturday, our time.
Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. B-Mac, enjoy, man. We will talk to you next week as football is finally back, and it is officially here starting tomorrow with college football. Thanks again. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry, B. Listen, your analysis was good. I left the cut in there because I thought his analysis was really good, and I still think that a lot of that holds true for Florida State going for the rest of the season. And he accurately predicted what Georgia Tech needed to do as well. So the analysis from BMAC is always on point, but I'm not going to lie. I think he kind of bet that one with his head, or with his heart, rather, and not his head. So, BMAC, we love you. We'll talk to you next week. But sorry, my guy. Your Noles are 0-1, and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets 1-0. They beat the Seminoles 24-21. Again, open invitation out for the rest of the show. I've had a couple of people call in, and we commiserated and celebrated GT. If you are a Tech fan and you're driving around or you're out and about right now and you want to call me and talk about this win, here's the number, 404-726-0929. And Mike Bell and Sandra and Ryan McFadden, they're crying in their Guinness right now. When we get back, how about this Braves question I've been waiting to spring on y'all? That's part of 5 True False coming up next. Chris Thomas with you till 6, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Let me make this very clear. This is not a throwaway season for the Atlanta Braves. Let me make this very clear. This is not a, oh, woe is me, shrug your shoulder season for the Atlanta Braves. I was shocked when I heard John Fricke, as I was walking to the studio this afternoon, say the following. The, quote, sort of Braves, which is, I guess, what he's calling them, are making him enjoy the games more because he no longer has expectations. What? What are you talking about, John? Come back to me, baby. The Braves are in the wild card right now. The Braves are 6 games back in the division with 4 games left to play versus Philadelphia right now. You have the Cy Young Award winner in the National League on your team right now. You have a top 3, top 2 MVP candidate on your team right now. You have 4 starting pitchers that could start a playoff game for you tomorrow, right now. On what planet, Chris Thomas with you till 6 o'clock, by the way, on what planet do you throw in the white towel right now and just say, nah, whatever happens, happens. 6 games back in the division, 4 games to play versus Philly. MVP, Cy Young Award, both easily possible over the next 30 games. In the wild card, right now, you're not looking up. You're in it. Are you in first place? No. But you're in the wild card right now. And you're going to punt emotionally on the season? I'm sorry, Braves fans. If that's how you feel, I don't know what to tell you, man. You're right there. Given everything that's happened this season, Strider, Acuna, Murphy, Harris, Minter, Matzik. I mean, Riley, on, Ozzy, on and on and on. Those are just the injuries. Olsen can't hit. Murphy can't hit. You're playing Gio Urshela at third base. Who? Yeah, the guy who was good on the Yankees 5 years ago. He's actually playing pretty well right now. And despite all of that, you're 9 games above 500, and you're in the wild card right now. The so, what did he call them? The so-called Braves or whatever? I forget the phrase. The kind of sort of Braves? No. You are in this thing, man. Don't put your head in the sand now. Don't turn your palms up to the air and say, whatever happens, happens. Did you watch the playoffs last year? Matter of fact, did you watch the playoffs in 2021 when the Braves won the whole damn thing? I'm sorry. Where is this pessimism coming from? You're right there. You're not 10 games out. You're not 5 games above the third back of the third place wild card team. You're right there, man. So I honestly, from the Kool-Aid man himself, I was stunned when I heard that he is no longer putting pressure, expectations on the Braves and is just along for the ride for the rest of the season. You have the Cy Young Award winner and a potential MVP on your team and you're in a playoff spot. What do you mean you're punting emotionally? Like, I can't fathom that as a fan. Yeah, has the season gone the way you want it to? No, of course not. Has the season, you know, has it been the injury from you-know-where season? Yeah, it has been that. But I'm sorry. When you look at this Atlanta Braves team, and you look at where they are right now, and you look at what's in front of them, they not only do they have every chance to finish as the top wild card, they could still win the whole division. They have 4 games left to play, and they're 6 back. And they've beaten the Phillies, like, pretty substantially this season. Go look at the numbers. Series win after series win after series win. So you're trying to tell me You're trying to tell me that it's okay to just say, eh, whatever, we're going to take it all with a big old grain of salt. We're going to take it all, you know, moral victories and everything else that comes this way. Really? Really? I mean, E, we'll move the Braves True or False up to next segment because we only got a couple minutes left here. I mean, is that what the callers were saying earlier on the show? I mean, I am just floored that this is the sentiment of anybody right now, given where the team is, who's on the team, and what they have in front of them. Everything is in front of you right now. I don't care what happened the first 130 games. It's all about what is the cliche that we keep saying every year before the postseason? It's all about momentum, baby. It's all about who's hot. The Rangers and the Diamondbacks were hot last year. The Braves were hot in 2021. Philly was hot in 2022 when they went to the World Series. The Braves are getting hot. They just beat the Phillies in a series again. They just won again last night against Washington. And you're telling me that you're out? That you're just looking at everything as a bed of roses at this point? They fall out of the playoff spot. I'm not going to be hurt by it because I don't care anymore. What? No. You go all in right now. This team should be near and dear to every Braves fan's hearts right now because of what they're doing. Snit is putting out lineups every day that he never thought he'd have to put out. And guess what? They're winning. They're winning games at the most important time of the season. They're getting it done right now when it matters most. You got that 4-game series versus Philly looming, and that's for all the marbles. If you take 3 out of 4, or if by some unholy or holy magic you sweep, the division's yours. It's right there. All you need to do is keep pace and you'll surpass them. Philly hasn't played great in the second half, guys. They really haven't. The Dodgers, the Phillies, all these other teams that are in the mix. The Brewers have our number right now. I get it. But in a playoff series, do the Brewers really scare you? Not really. I mean, I'd still favor the Braves. So if you have a thought on that, hit me up, C. Thomas Radio, or you can give me a call at 404-726-0929. I just couldn't believe that sentiment. Couldn't believe it. From anybody, whether it's Fricky or it's a fan or it's somebody else here at 92.9 The Game, that it's all gravy now. It's all gravy now. Whatever happens, we're good. No, you're not good. There's 30 games left. You're in the wild card spot. You have the Cy Young and an MVP candidate on your team. Go out and win. Come on now. All right. Just had to get that off my chest. Again, if you have a thought, 404-726-0929. Are you still all in? You should be, in my opinion. I don't see any reason why this team still can't do special things. They have more than enough. I would argue their top four starting pitchers are as good as anyone's in baseball. You have Marcelo Ozuna, who's going to be a top three finisher in the MVP. You have a Cy Young Award winner in Chris Sale. You have Reynaldo Lopez, who's going to win Most Improved Player. I mean, guys, it's all right in front of you. Don't bail now. The ship isn't sinking, it's rising. Come on now. All right, when we get back, we will get to 5 Braves true and false questions. I'd only planned on talking about that for a minute or two, and sometimes you just got to let it out, man. 404-726-0929. 1 hour left to play with you on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon in the A. A Georgia Tech Saturday afternoon. Still looking for my GT fans to call in. Spoke to a couple of y'all before. Got a couple texts as well. Great day to be a Tech fan. 24-21 win over FSU. 1 hour to play with you left on a Saturday. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.